This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 27 minutes before six, and I'm very pleased to welcome into studio another guest. It's been very busy today. I hope you've been looked after out in the hall, out in the green room. Sue Anderson from Burwell Print. Hello, Sue.
Hello, and I have been very well looked after.
Have you?
Thank
Phil
you
Rowe
much.
Does make a mean cup of tea.
Yeah.
Sometimes takes a while to arrive, but it's all worth the wait.
Yes, and thank you for inviting us.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. So tell us about Burwell Print Centre. It's a community project, yeah?
So Burwell Community Print Centre is a social training enterprise, a registered charity and a company limited by guarantee.
Right.
So we support 30 people with learning disabilities to run our printing business.
Oh, right. Okay, and how did it all get started?
It got started 30 years ago by a few things coming together all at the same time. There were some parents looking for new opportunities for their sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They had learning disabilities and some were on the autistic spectrum. There was a special school in Barton in Suffolk that was closing down, and that had a very small little printing department that the students there used to run. There was an excellent community education manager based in Burwell, and a port cabin was offered as a set-up building on the school site. So everything sort of came together all at the same time.
That was a stroke of luck, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, really.
The stars aligned,
yes,
for you.
Yeah.
And so what are these? What do the students and the people there do? Is it commercial printing?
It is. They choose to be called printers many years ago. They used to be trainees, and then they chose to be called printers. And we have a whole range of customer jobs. Customers work from cheap and cheerful flyers to very fancy reports, community magazines. And then we've also managed to keep up with the times.
I was going to say, 30 years in print, a lot has changed, hasn't it?
A lot has changed. And we're all digital now. So we just keep up with the times. We've also added things like printing on T-shirts, mugs, personal items. Jobs that we love also include like mail shots. So we might do the printing, do the stuffing, the stamping, the labelling of the envelopes, quality control it all.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Do you still have the traditional presses as well?
No.
Right.
No. When we got the porta cabin donated, we also got donated some printing equipment. But it wasn't particularly user-friendly.
Mm.
And also it was very nice to get the donation, I'm sure, but when you're getting donated...
They come with a set of problems, don't they?
They do, it did, yes. So I've been there 15 years and it was already moved into the digital printing era.
My goodness, okay. And what sort of age are the printers who work with you?
So we support people over 18... up until our oldest printer is in late 50s at the moment.
Okay, and they can just stay with you, can they?
As long as they're getting something out of it, because it is supported work experience.
Mm.
So as long as they're learning new skills, maintaining new skills, enjoying coming to Burwell Print to do their work, which is what they see us as. We have helped some people move on over the years that I've been there, but there's not a beginning and an end.
Right. And that's great, though, isn't it? Because for people like that, what is it you do? I'm a printer.
Exactly.
There you go. Suddenly you're mainstream, aren't you? You're not being marginalised by society. I'm a printer.
Yeah. And some people work one day, some people work 2 days a week. So that's how we get the 30
Right, that's how you get the numbers up.
Up 9 or 10 people each day.
Okay. But you were telling me off air you've got some spaces.
We do have 4 work placement vacancies at the moment, which is quite extraordinary, really. But again, it's a sign of the times with the changing of local authority funding, less funding. But if anybody wants to get in touch with me and come and have a look round, whether it's a mum, a dad, a social worker, speech and language therapist, whatever, just if they think they might know somebody who wants one of the placements, give us a ring and come and have a look at what
we
do.
And what sort of period is that work placement over? How long does that work?
Well, that's what the printers are doing.
So oh, I see. I beg your pardon. So we're talking full-time vacancies.
Yes.
Right,
well,
I'm sorry.
Daily vacancies. But within 4 days a week, we've got a placement vacancy.
I'm with you. Oh, yeah. Excellent. So you really... And it's a great way to... It's you know, it's a very... It's a technically demanding career, isn't it? It's quite a challenge, and it's good if you master it. You've learned some skills.
And printing, the way we run the Burwell Print, it's a great way, a great social enterprise.
Yes.
Because when you just pick up like a community magazine, you've got no idea as Joe Public all the tasks that have been involved in producing that community magazine. So it's like horticulture as well. That's another good social enterprise.
Yeah, method. Fair play to you all. Fair play. Yeah. Now, you're celebrating your 30th anniversary very soon.
We certainly are, which is... I mean, it is a fantastic achievement.
As I said, when you joined 15 years ago, could you see it lasting that long? Yeah, you could.
Yes.
It had a good feel to it.
Yeah, definitely. In 1999, they had moved into purpose-built premises from the porter cabin.
Right.
So, you know, things were definitely... We're here to stay.
Excellent. And what are you doing to celebrate?
So we've had lots of community events already where we've involved the local community and our community of Burwell Print people. We've had a family fundraising Kayleigh. We had an art day, which was brilliant. Just such good fun with local professional artists running workshops. And our next big event is our big birthday bash that we're calling on September the 8th, next Saturday.
Okay.
So we're having a barbecue, we've got music, we've also got certificates of achievement, the presentations, and a few surprises, I'm sure, up our sleeves.
How many of you have been involved in actually running this?
There's the equivalent of 6.5 full-time staff.
Right.
So there's... support workers, there's myself and a deputy manager who's also one of the full-time designers, a finance person, and another couple of people on the design team as well. Because that's what we also do as well. We've got
you've got a design bureau as well, have you?
Graphic design service.
Oh, excellent.
So some customers, we can, you know, see them from the beginning of an idea to actually picking up from our reception area their printed work.
And do you know what? I know we've talked about how technology changes, but I've spent 20 years running an IT company that dealt with design companies, and there's nothing worse than the person who gets a computer at home and goes, well, I've got Microsoft Word. I think I can knock a little brochure up. Trust me, you really can't. You need to go and speak to people who know just how these things get laid out. So they really should come and talk to you.
Yeah, and we give a very personalised service. If it's just, you know, a child's birthday party invitation or a whole sort of like wedding stationery or rebranding of business stationery.
And how lovely to actually have someone take you on board and do that design, because you can go to websites and do it, but it's just, yeah, you're the same as everybody else. Yeah. How lovely to have people who can actually sit down. That's an old-fashioned way of doing business in a modern world, isn't it?
And we don't skimp on quality.
Good.
All our products, all our services are top quality. And that also links in with us being a social enterprise, I think, because people with learning disabilities have been marginalised.
Yeah.
Some people do have low expectations. So we just show them the full potential of what we do.
That must be very satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great place to work.
Excellent. Yeah. Lovely. All right, so this we've got a Facebook page. If you want to find out more that's going on with the celebrations, there is a Facebook page. If you just go into Facebook and just search for Burwell... I just put in Burwell Print, and actually you'll find Burwell Community Print Centre comes up. It's at Burwell Print on Facebook, and all the details of the celebration bash is there. It's Saturday the 8th of September. It says here 12:30 till 4 p.m.
Yes.
Is that right? And that's at the Burwell Community Print Centre, which is the Causeway, the school site in Burwell. And it's even got a postcode if you want to punch it into your sat-nav. And there is a website. Now, your website is changing, you were telling me.
It is, yes. We've got a countdown at the moment to the birthday bash. And then after the 8th of September, we'll have another countdown to, we thought, fireworks.
That's a good call.
So November the 5th, we'll have our brand new website launched.
Excellent, because people are going to want to see samples of the work, because it sounds like
Absolutely.
It's very impressive. So, and if people want to get quotes and things, they just ring the number, do they?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I can see general inquiries here, 01638 613 102. That's 01638 613 102. You can email info@burwellprint.co.uk. Is that right?
That's it.
info@burwellprint.co.uk. Again, if you're driving along thinking, cheers, Neil, I haven't got any way of writing that down, don't worry, you can just message us here in the studio and we'll pass those details out to you. Or just look for Burwell Print on the internet and you'll find the website. Sue, it's been lovely to meet you.
Yeah,
it's
you too.
It's great to hear of a project that's been going for so long. And this is a nasty question, so please just go, no, Neil, I have no idea. Have you any idea how many people have been through your doors over the years?
Princess, I would guess 130, 140.
Well, that in itself is a huge achievement. You should all be very proud of yourselves for what you've done. It's great to see a project like that on the go. We'd like people to go along and find out more, and we'd like people to place their print orders, please. So thank you, Sue. It's been lovely to meet you, and best of luck with your celebrations Saturday the 8th of September out of Burwell. That's Sue Anderson. She's from the Burwell Community Print Centre. Thank you, Sue.